Let's talk with Tracy Baim. She is the co-publisher of Windy City Times, been around for forever, Tracy, and advocating for LGBTQ rights. And this is Pride Month, of course. You've got a new book out. I do want to get to that. Just thank you for calling in to WGN today. It's been a while.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
On your mind, as we look at Pride Month, what do you think are the priorities? What are you writing about? What are you talking about in Windy City Times?
Yeah, and just to be clear, I'm a co-publisher of the Chicago Reader now, and Terry Klinsky's publisher of Windy City Times. I'm still owner of it, but a couple years ago I left for the Chicago Reader. But what's interesting is last week's paper, Chicago Reader, had an insert by Windy City Times. So it's easy to confuse the issue, especially during Pride Month. And there's just so much going on. You know, yesterday there was a big a Black Trans March. For rights, there's still, even though there's no Pride Parade this year in June, it'll be in October. There's so much happening still this month anyway, a little bit safer than having a huge Pride Parade. And, you know, the issues that are affecting our community are still, go back to what was happening in the 1980s in terms of healthcare, HIV, AIDS, violence against the community, especially Black and brown trans women. So it's unfortunate that a lot of these same issues that were active in the 80s are still resonating today.
40 years ago this month, the first man officially diagnosed with something that would one day be called HIV/AIDS. And you think about it, I was reading a little bit of the history of the role Windy City Times played in that whole thing, and you are a co-founder of that, as you just pointed out. It was a trusted source, a community voice where people could go to learn more about what was becoming this pandemic within the LGBTQ community.
Yeah, I mean, there was no internet, right? And the mainstream media was mostly ignoring it or badly covering it. So the Windy City Times and other gay papers around the country were really the first line of defense. We would be telling people about protests and research and policy changes that needed to happen. There was so much discrimination happening. People were getting kicked out of apartments, losing their jobs. And even funeral homes and dentists were refusing to deal with people who might have had HIV/AIDS. It was an incredible, sad time, and also a time that showed our community could really fight back and work together to feed one another, to walk each other's dogs, whatever it took to really get through it. So many people did not survive it, but their sacrifices led to heightened research on the epidemic. And later in the 1990s, there was more treatment, but we're still dealing with HIV/AIDS today, overlapping with this COVID-19 pandemic.
Yeah, how about that? I mean, treatments have become far progressed over the years. How would you put where we are now today?
You know, it's really sad there's no, like, total prevention, but there are drug regimens like PEP and PrEP that certainly make it possible to get to zero. But so much of that is about access to good care and doctors that are educated about these drugs. So certainly it's much better landscape than what it was back then. We had employees and colleagues, including the co-founder of Windy City Times, who died very quickly with HIV/AIDS. He actually hung on for about a year and a half, Bob Bearden. But some of the writers were diagnosed and passed away within a month of finding out that they had it because there was so little to be done. So really, it's certainly a very changed environment, but some of that very much depends on your access to health care.
Yeah, for sure. And that's been something in the news again recently. We've seen all of that come up again. Hey, I know that there's a new book out, Tracy, 35th anniversary book. Does it look at the covers of Windy City Times over the years? Is that what we're seeing?
Yeah. So what we did with it was take hundreds and hundreds of covers, primarily of Windy City Times, but also sister publications, Outlines, Black Lines, and Levita, and some others, and pulled them all together under one roof, so to speak. And we're only selling it through our website because we're just doing 200 more copies of it, and then people can also download the PDF. We felt like the covers really gave folks an example of what was going on, the most important stories of that any one week, in especially in the 1980s and 90s. A lot of this information is not available yet online. So it was a way to put it together so that, you know, we're not taught these issues in school, especially pre-internet. A lot of this information is lost to the libraries and archives, and we wanted to make sure that there was a way that people could see it today.
Yeah. How about that? As you looked at them just personally, these different covers over the years, and you've been an integral part of it, how did it strike you about looking at the progression?
I loved seeing all the names of all the people who were associated with Windy City Times in the 1980s. There were so many different people that took photos or wrote stories, and then, of course, all the subjects. And some of those subjects are still very active today, like the, you know, Art Johnston and Pepe Pena from Sidetrack, mm-hmm. where they started their bar in the early 1980s. So a lot of the folks kind of are still very much part of the gay community today, but unfortunately a huge number of the people are not with us anymore. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of great things in there, and it's also a great way to remember a lot of the people and the faces that we've lost.
Yeah, how about it? Thank you for sharing the story with us, and thanks for joining us. Tracy, if people would like to access the book and buy it, get a hold of it, how do they do that?
They go to WindyCityTimes.com, and there's a button near the top called Donate, and then they can buy either the full book or they can order the PDF, and it'll get downloaded right to their computer after they order it.
Awesome stuff. And good job with all the community newspapers you've been involved with and informing people over the years. Necessary critical information, Tracy. Thanks for joining, okay? I appreciate it.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Tracy Baim, co-publisher, Chicago Reader. I stand corrected. She's the founder of the Windy City Times.